Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Earlier this morning, one of Riggin's pet peeves happened. And that is, when people come to work and blow up the bathroom, he's like, what do you say? Use the bathroom before you go home? Because there are other people in the building here that work in different offices and stuff. And it used to be when we worked at a regular radio station, it was the sales staff, the sales guys would come in.
Yeah.
And the first thing they would do is come out of their car right into the building and take a dump.
Yeah, that's like the first priority. Go drop some knowledge.
Like you just left home.
Yeah, and at least one of them would take his coffee cup and have it in there with him the stall.
It had like the sports pages like all over the floor. And I get it. Like if you're at home, like, yeah, there might be like, get your iPad or whatever. But like, I don't know, you're in a public place. You'd be laying out the sports pages.
Wait, on the floor while he was sitting on the toilet?
All the time.
Yeah. And then there are the others who would be in the stall, and then hey, who's that?
Yeah,
because they want to talk while
that's weird, dude.
I won't do that. But this is a single serve bathroom. You just go in, lock the door, whatever. But there's not another one to go to if somebody had destroyed it. You know, at least at the radio station, there was a men's room at the front of the building and one at the back. You could go to.
I've never been upstairs here, so there's not one upstairs.
There is.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I've used it before.
Because I thought you.
Well, at least you go upstairs to blow it
right
up.
Right. That way, you guys won't know.
Heading up. To put it down.
Hey, I might be late when the show starts.
Come downstairs.
Got to get on the head.
Yep.
But there is, I went in there, I was like, it's like a murder in there. So I used the women's restroom.
You did?
Yeah.
But yeah, upstairs is not very far. But what would they, I think that they would look at us weird if we were upstairs, even though they have the ability to come down here.
Yeah, and they use our bathrooms. Stuff.
Yeah. Because there are four offices on this floor? Us, and then
one across the hall here.
The Tucker Tweed, and then across from her, and then across from me. Yeah, so.
Doesn't Kayla work upstairs? She could give us the pass upstairs?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm just saying, I'm sure we have access to it, because they come from downstairs.
Well, yeah,
I mean, upstairs over here, yeah.
Yeah.
Alexis goes, but okay. That doesn't mean, Alexis thinks she's entitled to everything. So just because she goes up there doesn't mean it.
No one told me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in the hallway? The bathroom's in the hallway?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been upstairs.
And I can hear us from up there.
You can?
Yeah, I heard us.
I know we're That's loud. I know we're That's loud.
Yeah, really. I know we are.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm not loud.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not loud at all.
We're all loud.
I'm not. Rob's loud.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Rob's definitely loud.
Yeah, see, he can't even say yeah with a
yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's loud just with that.
You're a meek mouse?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I am. I'm a quiet country mouse.
That's how I describe TJ to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little quiet country mouse.
Yep. But I wouldn't want to go up there doing it either. I would rather y'all know I was in there doing it than strangers know that I'm in there doing it, because they know who I am.
Yeah, sure.
Even if I don't know who they are. I'm like, damn, TJ is rotten.
He is.
His insides are rotting.
He's lighting it up.
Ew.
They wouldn't even be like, light a match. Yeah. They'd be like, fire up a torch. That's what you need to do and just burn the whole place down.
Call Paul Davis.
Yeah, you get Paul Davis. Come in there and clean up that mess. Damn. Wow.
Yeah, when the Paul Davis guy shows up, he's like, damn.
Oh, yeah. They got hazmat suits on. Right.
Just because you go relieve yourself in a public restroom and someone who is... title is emergency technician has to come in behind you, then something's wrong.
He's calling for backup.
So Alexis, when is the last time you've asked for something free? You know, we mess with you all the time about that. You told us the other day you can't even go get your is it your lashes or your nails done without asking for pho and egg rolls or something.
Spring rolls. Yeah, they were having their lunch break, and I just went into the lunch break and I said, "What are we eating, guys?
What are we having?
What are we having? Pho? Spring rolls?"
I thought you said that the last time you were there, they made spring rolls and brought them to you.
No, that's the second day they brought me. They called me to come pick them up.
Oh.
Because they had given me one, and I loved it. Oh,
this was the day after you just walked in and asked what kind of food they were having.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they gave you some that day.
They gave me a spring
roll that day. And they saw how much you loved it, and they brought you some the next day and said, yeah, come get this.
Mm-hmm.
And never come back.
If I were to have been 10 and did that in someone's home, my mom would have beaten the crap out of me. Yeah. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, she would have. Mine would have said, "Don't go asking for." But that's the last time you asked for free stuff.
I think so.
You just do it so often you don't even know. It's just part of your life.
If I'm doing it for real or not, it's
part of your life.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
But she's likable, so you get away with it. If you're not likable, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, you think she gets away with it?
Yeah.
You don't think people say, what is wrong with that girl?
They want to give me the things.
Other than us.
Other than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love it. They love giving me free things.
Yeah.
It's like their favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, I get it. Because you did just say yesterday that people with manners are boring.
Yeah, they're
quote,
so boring.
People with manners are boring.
She did say that.
Quote.
Lame.
Why are people with manners boring?
Because they're so outdated.
Yeah.
Being polite is outdated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boring.
I mean, unless you're boring, then go ahead, be so polite.
Mm-hmm.
Give me part of that party.
Give us an example of something that is polite, something that someone would do that's mannerly, but you would find it to be outdated and boring.
Using a napkin when you eat.
Oh, yeah, that is...
What do you
That's
use?
That's a sure sign.
Yeah. What do you use?
I don't. I just put all the food in my mouth and I don't make a mess. So I don't need a napkin. I'm really good at eating.
Okay.
And not getting a mess on my face.
Yeah, so only terrible eaters, people who aren't good at eating, need napkins.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
What else?
Yeah. If you're a savage...
Savage life, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm just, because my kids like you, and I'm glad that you weren't around when they were young and impressionable.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want them trying to be like that, you know?
Damn.
That's how you explore the world.
Do you ever go, what's that store you go to? Lidl? You like that Lidl store?
Lidl. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go in there that they don't have, like, without looking for some free samples of stuff?
They don't have free samples.
They don't?
No. I already looked.
Do they do free samples anymore in this economy?
I don't think.
Do stores
now that
do
you
that?
Say that, I don't even know if I've seen free samples.
I don't know. I don't have a.
Unless it's at Sam's Club, or Costco.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I haven't been to Costco in a while. But the last time, I can't recall there being any free samples.
But there used to be samples at Harris Cedar, and I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, Harris Cedar used to have the deli little stuff. Cookie thing for kids. You grab a cookie when you walked in. They don't have that anymore.
But maybe that went away with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
As opposed to going away with the Biden economy.
Oh, yeah. I think it was more of a COVID deal.
And the Biden food shortage.
Just like I hated, it breaks my heart that Harris Cedar doesn't have the salad bar.
Oh, the Asian food bar? That was my favorite. Yeah. But I would get like 15 pounds of food would be $1 million when I get to the checkout.
I loved the Harris Teeter salad bar. It was great.
Breaks your heart.
Breaks my just heart. Breaks.
It was right by my, it was on my way home, and I would just pull in, grab a little salad.
Get a little salad.
Yeah, give me a salad and take it home, and I would have some lunch and stuff.
A solid salad.
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes I would just drive up to Harris Teeter and get a salad. And eat it in my car and go home and go to bed because it was.
Excuse me, girls. I'm here for the salad.
Salad. Yeah. I'm here for the salad bar.
Bad bitch, come through.
Basic big summer.
That was my life. What? I'd get my salad and I'd eat it in my, sit in the car and eat it and then just throw it away when I went in the door and go to bed.
Oh, what I don't like about a to go salad bar like that, other than the deplorables who are there buying the salad. The only thing I don't like about it is that I don't like that plastic bowl that you have to put it in, that tray that closes over, that clear plastic
square.
Yeah. Because I hate eating out of that thing.
Oh,
it's just weird. Especially if I were to try to eat it in the car.
Yeah.
But if you go to a salad bar at a restaurant, you sit down with a real plate and all that. That's
or
good.
A bowl.
And it's just it's just weird for me eating out of that thing, because I'm used to taking those things full of food to the shelter and stuff,
Oh my God.
So.
Yeah.
Just kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Something that happens to your house, like in a storm or a fire, or some wild animals get in there, and as my mom would say, make hay of things. Messes up part of your house where you need to get it all cleaned up and repaired, then you get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration. They have emergency technicians that jump into action, A-C-T-I-O-N, action, action, action. And they get everything back to the way it was before the bad stuff happened. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis, acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul, love it. Paul, love it. A couple of observations here. One, and to tell you the first one, and then while we're talking about it, I'll try to remember what the second one is. Okay, this is just a story. A dog in Nebraska nicknamed Baby Girl. Now, is that the dog's name, or is that, does the dog have a real name like Michelle, and they call the dog Baby Girl as a nickname? I mean, what, aren't all dogs' names nicknames, right? Unless, well, I don't know. If your dog's name is Riley Riggins, and so you could call him Smiley sometimes. Smiley Riley, or what? And that's a nickname, I guess. But I don't know why they're keeping the dog's anonymity by only giving its, his weird nickname.
Baby Girl.
But they said the dog had been living in a shelter for 5 years and finally found a forever home after 5 years. Now, necessary to say forever home?
Yes.
Why?
Because that's what they say. Did they say it F-U-R?
Yeah, like forever.
No, forever home.
Yeah,
they could have been smart and did forever.
Yeah,
but either way,
finally found a home.
But yeah, why is it not just home?
Because it makes it more special.
No, it doesn't.
To everybody else.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. Well, what is it?
Because that means they'll never give it back up. They'll never end up at a shelter.
Well, what if the family moves?
They better take it with them.
They will. So this is not their forever home.
Your home.
A forever home means you're going to live in the house the rest of your life. This family may end up moving to a bigger, nicer house.
Home is where the heart is.
Yeah, the dog's home is where his friend's heart is. His friend's heart is. His friend's his family's heart.
No, trust me. There's no reason to say forever home. No reason. Just like that's, if you're forever home, you say, all right, we've found our forever home. That means it's your dream house and you're never planning to leave it. You're going to die living in that house.
Wonder what that's like.
That's your forever home. A dog getting bought by a family and taken and given a home is with them in that house, that home, and then they're going to be with them in the next home.
Yeah.
And all that. So this is not its forever home necessarily. It's just its home.
We don't really know yet if it's its forever home.
Now, if the dog, they say it's his forever home because he's going to move there today with the family and then he's only got a week to live, then that would be his forever home. It'd be the home that he has for the rest of his life.
Can you, do you like dream home? When people say this is my dream home.
I don't have a problem with that. I mean,
okay, well, it might be your dream home when you're about to have kids and stuff, and then when they move out, it might not be your dream home. Then it might be the beach house.
Yeah, but a dream home is not absolute. Forever is absolute.
I know, maybe.
You know, dreams change. Forever doesn't change. Forever is forever.
Forever. I'm just saying, I don't know, this is the hill. I mean,
what do you mean?
I mean, that's a, I don't know. I'm not even sure of your complaint about it.
because I care about the language.
Right.
That's the main thing. And I also know when things are being used just to be dramatic.
It's absolutely being used to be dramatic.
And I don't think that should happen.
Well, what's the source? Is it from AP News or is it from, like, you know,
doesn't matter. People say it all the time. A dog got adopted and found a forever home. When all they got to say is a home, everybody would be just as happy for the dog. Oh, you found a home. Yay. Good. I think if I would have read you that story, the gist of that story, and not said forever home, if I just said home, the two of y'all would have still been like, oh, that's great. After 5 years.
But I will agree with it.
5 years in a homeless shelter at a soup kitchen.
But I see both sides of this. I think you're both right in that it is, you know, not necessary to say it, forever home, but it does feel a little more special.
Yeah, just a hype-up word.
Just hear, yeah, it's a hype-up word.
Which I'm against.
You're against hype-up words?
Yeah. No glitter, no sparkle words.
Right, no hype-up, no sparkle.
I'm against words
oh my God.
That are added to make the person speaking or writing seem like they care more.
Do you know how to have fun?
Mm-hmm. This is fun to me. It's fun for me to be smarter than you. It's a lot of fun for me. No, but I mean, I enjoy these discussions.
Sure it's doesn't fun. Seem like I'll be.
No, I do.
Do you? I like it, yeah. too. I think it's interesting, but you don't seem to be getting as much enjoyment out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am, really. And because, I mean, I don't go into these things not thinking that I'm right. I mean, obviously, I know I'm right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, it's fun for me to watch and observe the techniques that others use to try to prove me wrong when I know that I'm right. That's the fun part for me. Well, it's like a, you know. No, I'm kidding about that. But, no, I do. I find those kinds of things interesting.
Yeah.
Like this morning we discovered that saying sand dune is redundant. That's right. The kind of stuff that interests me. I love it. Love it, love it.
A dune is inherently made of sand. It's made of sand.
The definition is... the shape that is formed when sand is blown in the wind and rain.
Yeah.
So there.
Mm-hmm. A dune.
And it also rhymes with a funny word.
Yeah.
That is slang for girl parts.
Ew. You
should bring that back.
Hey.
It's high time for a resurgence.
Yeah. Yeah. You could say... Yeah. Todd's here.
Mr. Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. You could say if you started calling it that word that rhymes with it and dune, that would be even funny. Like, stay off the.
Yeah.
Dune, yeah.
I was lost in the damn poondune. Yeah. I had to bring goggles. There's a storm up on the poondune.
Luckily, I had my. Poondune buggy.
Yeah. I barely made it out alive. Myrtle.
It seems like that should be on the license plate of some dune buggy. It's the poondune buggy. Yeah. Poon dune.
Watch out for the turtles.
Don't touch the seagrass.
How many people do y'all think that I'm genuinely angered this morning going on about how I hate sea turtles and all of that?
Well,
I bet people really got mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No complaints that I've seen, though.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just being cruel.
I know. Words are cruel. Stab
about
it.
About turtles.
Yeah.
I think it was more. You said you wanted to stab a straw up its nose.
That was more.
Did I say stab?
Jab.
I did
not jab.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Force.
Yeah, I don't think you said stab.
Yeah, okay. And well,
you know
jab.
Why? Because that really is fun for me when people are. Just over the top protective about something, or they just, sea turtles are so wonderful. They're so cute. They're so, save the turtles. No plastic. Even if you live in a landlocked state that the plastic is never going to get near a sea turtle ever, you got to use a straw made of paper as if you're, you know, drinking from a tampon. And for one part, nobody ever says sea turtles suck. But that reaction that you get when you say something that is not just the obvious that all of society says and goes on about, I hate sea turtles. I hate them. They're ugly. And what else did I say? I root for the babies not to make it to the water.
Yeah, for the seagulls to pick them up and eat them. That's what you said. While they're trying to make their most dangerous adventure in their entire lives, it brings you pleasure for the seagulls to eat them.
Because I know that there are people that genuinely pisses off. And that's funny to me. That if you are that sensitive, that a dumb radio person saying stupid shit about sea turtles angers you and hurts you, that's funny to me. Because it's not like I'm going out and shooting baby sea turtles or doing anything to them. If I'm watching it on TV,
yeah,
and I say I root for the sea turtles not to make it to the ocean, I root for the birds to get them first.
Yeah.
It's not changing one single thing about sea turtles anywhere. But people still get mad about it. How dare you even say that?
Because you're putting the bad energy out there.
About a sea turtle.
Could be birds listening that take that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm what do you call it?
Inciting
birds to eat more turtles.
Yeah, he's right.
Mm-hmm. We should eat them.
Even birds that don't live at the beach now, they heard that this morning, and they're going to say, let's get to the beach. We didn't realize that baby turtles were in such abundance down there.
It's open buffet.
Yeah.
It's open season on sea turtles.
On baby sea turtles.
Baby sea turtles.
That's the worst.
Well, it didn't help that you were like, and my favorite ones are the ones from Finding Nemo. Like the cute cartoon ones. Yeah.
They are so cute. Noggin.
But you know what? When I do watch those things, I think, you know, this baby sea turtles are having to try to make it to the water the longest, you know, journey, and however, what percentage of them doesn't even make it and all that because they get eaten. And then I sit there and go, where is their whore mom? Their whore mama goes out there and has all these babies and then just deserts them and won't help them get to the water or anything. Just, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
What a bitch.
She's a bitch.
See, that's why I don't like them. You may even find this to be worse. I don't mind the guy sea turtles. It's those women sea turtles. The female sea turtles are the bitches leaving their babies out there like that, not taking care of their babies.
Yeah.
Bunch of bitches.
bitches.
Bunch of ugly turtle bitches.
Single mom.
Probably strung out on some kind of sea drug out there.
Seaweed.
Yeah. Smoking seaweed. They're running around smoking that damn seaweed. Getting high as hell.
Damn reefer.
Having babies all over the place.
Reefer, I get it. On the reef.
Yeah. It's good.
But I know. How dare I say anything negative?
Well, nobody said it. Nobody complained.
Oh, you know they were, though. You know they were upset. Probably because they just wrote us off forever.
Because you want to know why, TJ? Because it's ugly talk.
It's ugly talk.
It's ugly talk is what it is.
It's just ugly, mean-sounding talk.
I think of something else I got that is an untouchable subject.
Well, I think you just hit two, shelter animals and sea turtles. I mean, those are top tier.
But I didn't say I don't like shelter animals. I said I don't like the word forever being put in front of home.
We know what you meant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. I hate just the dogs, though. Yeah. I hate those.
Dog must have been ugly as hell. 5 years in a shelter.
I know.
Poor baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, surprised. You go get him.
I don't know where he's at.
He's in his forever home.
He's in his forever.
Yeah, now we know.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.